become interested in operating work, Miss Bradley. Well, one of my best friends is an operator. She started working for the telephone company 3 years ago.
I suppose she's told you a lot about her work.
She likes it so much she's always talking about it. I noticed from your application you graduated from high school last June.
That's right, Miss Rogers.
In fact, it was the principal, Mr. Watkins, who first gave me the idea of applying. He thinks I'm well fitted for the work.
And how does your mother feel about it?
Oh, she's encouraged me to apply ever since I told her I wanted to be an operator.
And I presume, Miss Bradley, you know it's customary for applicants to have a physical examination?
Yes, I do, and I'll be glad to take it at any time.
That's fine.
Thank you, Miss Rogers.
The physical examination is simple. Just enough to make sure there is no physical reason why the applicant could not or should not make the profession of switchboard operation her career. It is all part of that important responsibility, selection. Height and weight are recorded. Heart, lungs, nose, throat are checked. General physical condition is noted, and the details entered in the medical department records.
You know, you're one of the crowd now, Miss Bradley.
Well, you've all been so kind and helpful, I've enjoyed every minute of the training.
You're going to like the regular work even more.
Now, about tomorrow, Miss Bradley, when you report for duty, take position number 21. That will be your regular assignment. And don't forget, I'll be there to help if you need me.
Good luck, Miss Bradley.
Finally, she is ready to merge her voice with 100,000 others. To become part of that invisible agency to which we are accustomed to turn with so much trust. She's ready for service.